Praise the Lord for the opportunity to be with you tonight. 1 Peter says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." We're in that little period. You suffer a while. It's okay. It's okay to hurt. I wish that you have been blessed as I have this week. We heard the news, obviously, Saturday afternoon. And Sunday was a long day. Wanted to be here. And I think they got scared at the Wilds because we just said, "Sorry, we're leaving," you know. And we just had to come to be with our family. And it's cool because I don't have any responsibilities this week. And so, like, Pastor Phelps and Pastor Keith, and I feel sorry for them. They've been stuck here dealing with all that stuff. But I don't have to do that anymore. It's really cool. I've just been able to sit and talk with our teens and visit and be washed with the water of the Word. When there's a gap between the wisdom and ways of God and our understanding of the wisdom and ways of God, we have to fill that gap with trust. And sometimes that gap's really small. You see what God's doing and you say, "Oh, I can see how that lines up with what I think he should be doing." You can see something that happens and you say, "Oh, I see God's wisdom in that." And it takes a little trust, but sometimes there's a little gap there. And sometimes that gap is so huge, but it's filled with the same thing. It's filled with trust. And if you can trust him for your eternal destiny, we can trust him for our day-to-day life. It was Monday. Got here about 5:30, turned around, headed straight to the hospital, and we were visiting with some of the teens, and a parent said this. Said, "You know, Pastor Chad, I'd love to take two words and combine them." You know, and in fact, believe it or not, that's where the name for their unborn child came from, is they found a name that Chad liked, named that Courtney liked, and we don't know what that name is, but evidently it came from the combination of those two names, and then they found it in the baby book. So it's been told. And so he loved to combine two words. And we're sitting there talking about how wonderful God's grace is. And one of the parents said, "This is a tragedy. This is a tragedy. It's a tragedy and an opportunity. And this truly is a tragedy." I've had the opportunity to sit and talk with teenagers who are hurting emotionally and have seen more and witnessed more and heard more than anybody should ever hear in our minds, but not in God's minds. I wasn't there. God knew that I couldn't handle that. But some of you weren't there. Some of our teens weren't there, but some of them were. And that is God's providence in that. And if you could hear as I've heard, and I don't have the time to go into talking to so many teens and piecing together the story and saying, "God moved this person and God moved this person, and had this person been sitting here, they would have probably gone into eternity, but instead this person switched seats, and because of that, this person went this way, and this person went this way. And one day, you know, God's gonna have heavenly TiVo, and we're gonna get up there and we're gonna rewind that, right? And we're gonna see this bus wreck. We're gonna see it kinda like Elijah saw with all those angels. And we're gonna hit play and we're gonna see those angels swoop in and just protect." And stories like, "When I landed, I just fell on pillows. There's no pillows around. And it just felt like I was floating through the air. And praise the Lord, I went unconscious and I don't remember. Or I was asleep and I woke up and I don't remember." We praise the Lord for that. I've also had the opportunity to be in contact with many, many people outside the church. I'm going to share some statistics with you. This week, there have been 4 teenagers saved in South Africa because of the bus wreck. There have been 4 teenagers saved in various other African countries because of the bus wreck. There have been several teenagers, and almost you can't really get a count on them because we don't know. But I want to read you a tweet. And someone totally unrelated to Colonial tweeted this. "My son got up tonight to talk about the Colonial bus tragedy. God used it to bring him to salvation just now. We have been praying for this." You know, and you think, this is amazing. how God uses something like this in the lives of our teens to reach teens all over the world. And if I have an understanding right, it was the week before camp that Pastor Chad was challenging the teens. We need to reach our community. We need to find a way to reach teens around the world. You need to pray that God will use our youth group to reach this community. And our God answers prayer. Our God answers prayer. Some quotes from our teens. I'm glad I was on that bus. God used it to draw me closer to Him. God used this accident to draw me closer to Him. As we've been counseling our teens, I want to share with you how we do that so you can have an idea of what's coming. We give them lots of scripture, and knowing that there's going to come a time in the next couple weeks when the emotional high will go away and the reality will set in that God truly is good in the ups and downs. The Bible uses the term washing with the water of the Word. And there are times when in our life, we need to just wash in Scripture. And the stuff that people say can't be of assistance, really. And the stuff that anybody says just isn't enough. And we turn to Scripture and we wash in the water of the Word. And we believe on truth. As I ask every teen, and we've been sitting with teens almost all day and all night every day. We ask them, where do you think you're going to be tempted to believe a lie about God? As you go through this, where are you going to be tempted to believe the lie about whatever it is about God's truth and things like, you know, I think I'll be tempted to believe that God isn't good, but I know that my God is always good. I know that I'll be tempted to believe that my God doesn't love me, but my God always loves me. I know that I'll be tempted to believe that my God's not in control, but my God is in control. And again, I have been blessed sitting with our teenagers and having them preach to me, having them gather around each other and preach to each other. It's going to be okay. God loves you. God loves you. It's going to be okay. One thing that we're really hoping is that God will continue to use this to unify the youth group, and testimony from teen after teen. This has brought our youth group together. This has brought our church together. God truly is a good, good God. As you continue to interact with our teens and the people who were there, I want you to understand there are going to be a lot of things that they're going to talk about, that they're going to discuss with you and discuss with themselves as part of a healing process, telling you, let me show you how good God was. And let me challenge you. Will you keep asking them in the next couple months, tell me how God's good. Tell me how God is blessing you. Tell me how God has continued to work in your life and draw you closer to Him through this, and pray that God would wash them with His Word.